Boys and girls, this is a story on baptism. Daddy, do you know what Jeremy told me at school today? Trent was busy helping in the egg room with his father. What did Jeremy tell you? His father asked. He got baptized last night at his church in a pool right behind the pulpit. Isn't he too little? He's in second grade with me. Daddy lifted another crate to the cooler before he answered. That means Jeremy is around 7 or 8, isn't he? Did he tell you why he wanted to be baptized? Well, he told me he got saved 2 weeks ago, and he was baptized when 2 other boys were. Trent, have you ever seen someone be baptized? Daddy asked. Well, you know, I was there when Amy was baptized, but she was 14, not 7. And she wasn't in a pool. She was kneeling in the front of the church, and the bishop just poured water on her head. Why wasn't she in a pool? Your sister had talked to Mother and me about how bad she felt. She was in her heart, and she knew Jesus could save her. She wanted him to wash away her sins, so we prayed with her. She told Jesus she was so sorry for her sins and asked him to save her and to be her savior and the boss of her life. Then she was so relieved, so happy. I remember when Amy told us all at breakfast the next morning, Jeremy said. You told us you wouldn't tell Brother Lester about it. Why was that? Well, Amy was like a new baby. She had things to learn. Brother Lester would want to teach her in some classes. We believe when someone is saved, they should be a part of our church, a group of believers. The Bible tells us to repent and to be baptized, and Amy wanted Brother Lester to help her get ready for baptism. But why wasn't she put under water in a pool? Well, not every church baptizes the same way. Jeremy's church was a pool, uses a pool in the church. Some go to a stream or outdoor pond. Some are put underwater. Others kneel in the stream and water is cupped up to be poured over the head. The scripture does not tell us step by step, but does say, repent and be baptized. We pour water in baptism because the scripture says the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the believer. But Jeremy says his way is the only way to be baptized. At least he says his daddy told him that. Jesus wants us to live peaceably with all men. We must not argue. Believers are to be baptized. Almost all agree with that. Some groups even feel babies are to be baptized. But they can't be believers in Jesus. They are too little. I even think Jeremy is quite young to be a believer of Jesus as Savior, and to have him be boss in his life. But I believe that, Daddy. I do believe that now, Trent exclaimed. Yes, Trent, you know and have faith in Jesus because we teach you, but you are safe in Jesus. All little ones and young children are safe in Jesus. Jesus loved little children when he was here on earth. He was very kind to them. Oh, Daddy, sometimes I could have just wanted to sit on his lap. It would have been so great, Trent responded wistfully. I'm so glad you love Jesus, Trent. Daddy patted him on his head. But Mama and I pray the time will come when in your heart you will know that without Jesus you are dirty in your sins and need him to forgive them, and that you want to take him as boss in your life. Then you will want baptism, because your conscience can give a good testimony of what Jesus did for you.